Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Nick, and Tyler.
Spartan fans, can't wait to see you. We're about to be Wills up here in Colorado. Can't wait to see you in East Lansing. Go Green.
Mike Pritchard, one of the all-timers, joins us now. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Not too good, man.
Give us the vibe, Mike. What do you think? Top to bottom, where you at?
Oh, the vibe is one of fire, man. I mean, the vibe stinks right now. I feel bad for a lot of people, you know. I feel like we got shafted. I feel empty. I don't know what the future looks like for CU football right at this moment. I don't know what Rick George is going to do. I don't know what assistant coaches are going to do. I don't know what athletes, future players, future busts are going to do. I'm not only talking about this incoming recruiting class. I'm talking about future recruiting classes. I don't know what the existing players are going to do. I mean, this is like a screeching halt of any momentum that CU has built up over the years to try to get back to being respectable. So this is a gut punch and an uppercut and everything else you want to throw at me at this moment.
Rich, what was last week? Was it an incredibly dishonest week, or do you relate to what Coach just did?
I can't relate to it at all. I mean, I understand that we see coaches and we see the business of college football and how they try to make that work in an amateur sport, for Pete's sake. It's nauseating, Tyler. I mean, I just don't know why a coach who looks at his situation selfishly and knows what's on the line. He knows he's about to wreck a program all for what? To benefit and to put his family in a better position. And I said this earlier, how many people do you have to lie to? How many people you have to deceive? How many dreams and how much uncertainty do you need to create to help your family, to benefit your family? I mean, there's a right way of doing something and there's a wrong way of doing something. And certainly Mel Tucker took the wrong way of doing something here.
So, Prince, so what's the best direction to go from here with the CU program? Are we talking about bringing in another coach who's familiar with the program or going outside of the family?
Nick, I really don't know, to be honest with you. It is scary right now. Like, I don't – if you promote within, interim coach, okay, you have some continuity. But then what? You're still not securing your future. You know, like, there's no optimism going into the season. There's no optimism even going into the summer after spring football. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what you hold on to. I know Rick George had a great press conference. He's a hell of a man. I mean, to be up there and to not trash Mel, which I would have done.
He took the high road, didn't he?
He did a good job.
He took
absolutely,
the high road.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think, you know, from a personal standpoint, Rick really loved his hire. And I've been at a few events with Rick, and he talks so highly of Mel Tucker as a person, not only as a person, but a coach, certainly. And he was all in on Mel Tucker, you know. And now what do? You have to pick up the pieces. And it's a tough spot. I don't know how they're going to regroup, but if anybody can do it, I think Rick George can do it. But he's going to need all of us, Tyler. I mean, he's going to need all of us. He's going to need Nick. He's going to need Buff Nation like they are. I mean, I'm hearing from so many former Buffs, current Buffs, Buffs that you haven't heard from in a while. We're circling the wagons, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope something great comes out of this mess.
I was going to ask you, Pritch. Mike is a firm member of the CU Mafia. He's part of it deep. What has the, lovingly, I call it the CU Mafia, what has the vibe been amongst you guys today?
You know, I think there's some disbelief because Warren's proud program, certainly. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, and Tyler, we know this. I mean, we haven't been to 3 bowl games in the last 15 years. Yeah, it's not like there's not like there's a ton of consistency in bowl game after bowl game and the program back on top.
I was on all three of them, for the record.
Were you really?
Yeah.
But you know, you think about where Rick George wants to take the program. He wants to bring it back to where it once was, and that's back on top, you know. And he thought with the facilities, traveling the country and getting the boosters back, getting a ton of support and financially, but then also just the resources that are coming out of everywhere. You thought that you're on the right track, but then again, you just hit a mountain. You just hit an iceberg with your program, and I just don't know how you recover. You have two options here. You know, you could be the Titanic and sink, and we never hear from you again as a meaningful, respectable program, or you can find some way to fix it, and hopefully CU finds a way to fix it.
Man, can you imagine being one of these recruits that the ink hasn't even dried on their letter of intent? I mean, they just signed that letter of intent. What are these kids going through, man?
Tyler, it is nuts. Not only the kids, the parents. The parents are on social media.
Yep.
The parents are roasting Tucker on social media. I mean, Brendan Rice, yeah, that guy. The son of Jerry Rice, 6'3", 205 receiver going to CU, basically talked about on Twitter how Mel Tucker lied to his mom's face at their dinner table. Drew Pearson. Everybody knows what Drew Pearson said, and it's like, this is a guy that just reeks, and the fact that he's okay with lying openly to just parents and kids and anybody who would listen, it tells you what's wrong with college football in the first place. Again, the business of college football with an amateur sport, I don't like it, but that's the state of affairs. That's where we are right now, and we got to live with it. We got to deal with it. I hope CU finds a way to do that, but no, I think parents – And student athletes, they're going through a lot right now. Just uncertainty, Tyler. That's the best way to sum it up. Everybody's uncertain about their future right now, and it shouldn't be that way.
Pritchard, I need a hug. I'll give you a hug later. All right, man.
Yeah, man. I need more than a
I'm good with the hug.
We can pro hug it. Yeah, I mean, but you know, this is. I just feel for so many people that invested so much time and energy, and now they got to start all over. I mean, it is all from one person, one selfish act by one person.
Okay. Thank you, Mike Pritchard. Appreciate it. And we all know when it comes to the workplace, hugs, it's catch and release.
Catch and release, yeah.
Right? We're all good on that.
Side hug.
You got something on the other side? What do you got?
I'll let you know.
Okay. and obviously, the next question is, what's next? Next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.